Has anyone ever heard of the term masculophobia?
It's insane. It's literally insane.
It's an irrational fear of mascots and costumes. And Julie, who wrote in, is claiming her daughter has it, which is one of the reasons she has anxiety when it comes to starting the new school year next week. And I'm also assuming one with this phobia is most likely afraid of clowns, too. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday after the show, this message comes in. I look at Breezy. I said, stop what you're doing right now. Come over here and read this.
I was like, I can't read, but I'll give it my best go.
I've officially seen it all. Here's the actual message from our listener, Julie. Hi, Moose and Breezy. This is Julie. I just wanted to share something I've been struggling with as a parent. My daughter has masculophobia, which is a real fear of people in masks or costumes. And it's gotten to the point where she's terrified to go back to school next week. She knows the school sometimes has assemblies with mascots or even pep rallies with homecoming, and just the thought of it gives her anxiety. I feel awful because she's 14 and should be excited about school, but instead she's scared. She's a smart girl with a good group of friends, and I struggle because I don't really know how to help her through this, and it's been weighing on me a lot. What's really hard is that it feels like schools don't take kids like my daughter into consideration. They don't think about the fact that mascots can be genuinely scary for some kids. And honestly, I feel like schools should get rid of mascots altogether. She's already nervous about school enough, and now she has an added layer of fear that most people don't even think about. As her mom, it breaks my heart because I want her to feel safe and excited to go to school, not terrified. I would appreciate you guys sharing my message to spread awareness.
Okay, so I am going to try and be as sensitive as possible because
it's so important to be sensitive.
That's just what I'm going to do. I think that that's the opposite of what I typically do.
Sure.
I do think that parents and people as a whole, as the like, have gotten very soft over the years. I do. I do think that. But in the same breath, you can't like get soft and then tell people to toughen up because we're on this wave of respecting mental health, honoring mental health, you know, nurturing mental health and making sure that it's good to go and being talked about in a way that has never been before, right? So I just think that it's important to recognize that this is a real fear. Although it might sound silly to others, it is.
This is... I don't know. For the first time, I'm speechless. Like, do you guys side with Julie here? Should schools be more considerate? Or, I don't know, have we officially gone off the rails? 585-252-9800. Give us a call. So, Julie and her daughter, I believe they live in Fairport. And I can only assume she probably goes to Fairport High School. I don't know that for sure, but I do know that their mascot is a raider.
He's like, yep, scariest one in the area, raider. She must go to Fairport.
It looks like a pirate.
It's like, if you really think of how scary pirates are, I mean, you've seen Captain Phillips.
Does it
scary!
I guess this mascot can remind someone of their drunk uncle. That's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But give us a text or a call. Matt just weighed in first and says, guys, I've been saying it for years. Kids today are just built differently. Being scared of the high school mascot at 14, her daughter may not be ready for high school. Yes, that's a...
He's like homeschooler.
That's an option too.
Grow up. You're soft. It's a person dressed up. Does she go trick-or-treating? Then it's probably fine.
Masculophobia. And then you have tuberophobia, which is the irrational fear of pickles.
Yes, of course.
That is an actual
A lot of these sound made up, but you do no, what you need to do.
They're actual things. Let's go over to Kaylee Wayne in real quick. Good morning, Moose and Breeze. As a mom, I feel for Julie, but asking to get rid of mascots is just unrealistic. Every kid has something that freaks them out, and if we remove everything, school just won't exist anymore.
Correct.
That's very true.
Correct, but I do think that, like... if she were to go to her school counselor and be like, this is what I'm dealing with, they're not going to be like, well, toughen up, kid. Buck up.
What was your fear in school? Do you remember? Did you have one?
Not until it happened.
Which was?
School shooting.
Oh, yeah. That's a fear, sure.
Yeah. And then it happened. I was like, well, I mean, it happened. So it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yours is a little different than mine. Mine was reading in front of the class.
Right.
I'm serious.
It's a little different.
I got crippling anxiety when it was time to give a book report in front of the class. There was times I faked being sick. I wanted nothing to do with it.
Oh, wow.
It was, crippling anxiety all day long.
This person says, I understand that this is a real fear, but this is something that her and her family need to work through and figure out something together.
Right. How do you affect the whole school and the district and everybody that has a mascot, which is every single high school? I mean,
would be great. I mean, also working with a school counselor would be awesome, too, because they're the one who's going to be there when that happens.
Yeah, you know what would be helpful? Meeting the man behind the mask.
Yeah.
Whoever
is starting with the man in the mirror.
So whoever is the mascot of the Fairport Raider, you know, maybe get them in the room together. She could see how.
Yeah, they could do couples therapy together in the mask.
Let's go over to Holly. I went to Hilton. We were the cadets, but the mascot is the one. The mascot is the one, like any sporting event, that gets everyone hyped up. And without it, there's no pride left in the school. Just tell this mom to homeschool her daughter. I knew it was coming. I knew someone was going to say homeschool.
So this person says, as a licensed therapist who specializes in OCD, anxiety, and other phobia disorders, because that's exactly what this is, I cannot ignore this. She needs exposure therapy. Respond to prevention therapy as well. There is only one way to get through this. It's not the school. It's not changing their policies to accommodate something that can be fixed with therapy. Anxiety disorders and phobias are real and should not be framed to make people look weak. However, we also cannot reconstruct the entire world to accommodate untreated mental health conditions.
I think that's extremely well said. I'm not positive what's involved with exposure therapy, but I was told I needed it for OCD. Have yet to do that, but I do appreciate that woman or whoever that was texting in, the therapist.
This person says, this is the type of kid who's afraid of Santa as a tween. Toughen up. You will live a rough life. Oh, God.
Thank you for that. We got to continue this conversation. Before we take a break, we do want to hear from you because we have to talk more about this. Do you think schools should consider kids like Julie's daughter, who has this phobia of mascots, or is it a ridiculous request to make the schools in 2025 just get rid of all mascots?
Cut it.
Cut it out. Shut it down. Text or call us at 585-252-9800. We'll talk more about it coming up after the break on PXY.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
It's a love story. Baby, just say yes. And that's exactly what Taylor Swift said. Well, it was announced yesterday, but according to an inside source, a.k.a. Travis Kelce's dad.
Yeah.
It happened about 2 weeks ago. So I literally almost crashed my car yesterday.
So they got engaged 2 weeks ago. We thought it all happened yesterday.
I knew it didn't happen yesterday. But I literally was driving and I opened my phone to put my GPS on. And that was the first thing that popped up. And I screamed. I swerved. It was a whole thing.
She almost rolled the SUV.
It was my brand new car. It was truly a sight to be seen. But we have all known that this had been coming for a while.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, the couple's been together for over 2 years. And obviously, we all love Taylor and Travis. And if you're thinking to yourself, Breeze, you were just talking about Taylor yesterday and how annoyed you are with her. Well, we have a love-hate relationship, okay?
You still want her to be happy.
I love her. I just think she's annoying sometimes, which is fine. I'm allowed to feel that way. So, let's get into the nitty-gritty, shall we? The ring is stunning. It's 8 carats and it's $500,000.
Yep.
We love.
Small.
Just a modest little ring. And Travis's dad, Ed Kelce, gave an in-depth look at the recent proposal. He said happened about 2 weeks ago. Travis was trying to plan this grand hoopla scheme. And dad knows best, told him repeatedly, you know, you could just do it on the side of the road. Do it any place and make it a special event. So they went out for drinks one night, went to this beautiful restaurant garden situation.
Yeah.
He got down on one knee.
Nobody was there. They rented out the whole place.
And asked him, her to marry him.
I just am like. Now that I think of it, it's silly of any of us to possibly think this would have happened yesterday. Who gets engaged on a Tuesday? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nobody thought that who actually knows Taylor. Only you were like, I can't believe it happened this morning.
Well, you know, sometimes when it pops up right away, you see it on TMZ. It's like, when did this actually take place?
You know, and
a couple minutes ago.
It makes me wonder, you know, I think that they're just following suit of Josh and Haley, if I'm being honest.
I kind of have to agree with you.
They're copycatting.
Right. It was the same setting. I mean, Josh Allen and Haley, he proposed to her, I believe it was in California, and it was this beautiful garden right by the water. And then I don't know where they were. Adam and Eve's garden, when he got down on one knee, it was just a lot of greenery, a lot of flowers. It looked very pretty. It did.
Let's see. Travis popped the question right at a garden at his home in Summit Lee, Missouri.
Oh, it was in Missouri?
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, that's obviously where they live, or he lives. I mean, she has a house in every state, so it doesn't really matter.
So can we ask this question real quick? Because I got to know. It's not like anybody is asking Taylor Swift to sign a prenup. She is at a different level, okay?
I mean, Taylor should be asking him.
Right, but do you think she's going to?
I don't know.
It would be a smart thing to do.
You know, Taylor Swift is one of the most calculated, intelligent human beings, whether that be from her own brain or the dozens of brains that she keeps around her. I think she herself is just businesswoman to a T in every sense of the word, but make it fun, right? She's not wearing stuffy suits and being like, rah, rah, rah. I think that she will. But then again, everyone saw the podcast. Everyone can tell how in love they
Breeze,
are. And for
Breeze.
Every Brad, Chad, and lad out there that was like, this is a PR stunt, literally doing this for media. Like, what a crazy,
I don't care.
What a crazy commitment to the bit, if that's the case.
Yeah, I don't care how in love you are. You better ask for a prenup. I'm sorry, especially at that level.
Sure. And I think we can talk about that a little later. And I really don't ever think that prenups are that bad.
No, I don't
think
so.
It's insurance. You get insurance for... I can insure my left pinky toe right now. I could if I wanted to. And this is insurance for a marriage. That's what it is. So...
You don't know if Taylor one day is going to get super hammered and then all of a sudden, like, hook up with Elton John. You don't know what's going to happen.
I do know that that would never happen. I do for certain.
All right. Well, congratulations to Taylor Swift and our boy Kelsey. Earlier in the hour, we read a message from Julie, whose 14-year-old daughter suffers from masclophobia. That is a fear of mascots. And it's causing serious anxiety about going back to school next week. Julie said schools aren't taking her daughter's phobia seriously and thinks mascots should be removed altogether. And all the texts and the calls are coming in, 585-252-9800. We're going to continue to get to all of your messages and talk about this coming up next.
Is free.
And always will be.
Always will be. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Earlier in the hour, we read a message from Julie, whose 14-year-old daughter suffers from masclophobia. And if you're not familiar, and you also had to look it up, this is a fear of mascots or people in masks. That can include clowns. And it's causing Julie's daughter to just suffer anxiety about going back to school next week. Because of the high school mascot.
Yes.
And Julie says schools aren't taking her daughter's phobia seriously and thinks mascots should ultimately be removed, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. I want to jump right into some calls because I know people have been waiting on hold. Hello, PXY, who's this?
Hey, guys, this is Courtney calling.
Sup, Queen.
Sup, Courtney.
I'm sorry, but that message from the mom about her kid being scared of mascots, absolutely ridiculous. This is what's wrong with parents today. Everyone wants the world to bend over backward for their kids' little quirks.
Well, I know. Do you have any phobias yourself?
I don't. And like, you know, in one sense, I feel for the girl. But of mascots? I mean, give me a break. They're literally people in costumes trying to pump up school spirit.
I mean, mascots, a fear of mascots can be a wide variety. I think it's, you know, what is a mascot? Someone in costume, like you just said. So
there
are, yeah, clowns are like the number one fear of anyone ever. And I don't think this is that different. It's just a different head they're putting on,
Right, but you can't take it away from all high schools because her daughter has a phobia to it.
No one's saying to take it away. I mean,
well,
no one's saying to take it away.
Well, Julie kind of is. Like, in the letter, I heard the letter. But it's just like, if her daughter's that fragile, maybe she's not ready for school. I mean, like, what is next?
She's not really? In high school. She's literally going to school.
You know, and we had texts come in earlier, Courtney. I know a few people were like, homeschooler. If this is what it comes down to, maybe homeschool your kid.
Yeah. Because, like, what about the mom who calls in who wants to cancel recess because someone's afraid of swings? Or what, are we getting rid of lunchrooms now because a kid doesn't like the smell of pizza? Like, at some point, yeah, I'm sorry. At some point, you got to parent your kids instead of expecting the entire school to change for her.
You're not wrong. I 100%
agree.
Yeah,
but I look at phobias as a disability. So, I mean, that's, and we're not saying to, I mean, if there is a student with a disability, they're not saying we're going to get rid of all stairs and they're in a wheelchair. They're saying there's going to be accommodations made for them. You know what I mean?
But how do you do it with a school mascot that brings school spirit and pride to the school? How do you combat that?
If you go to the Red Wings game, they have different sensory suites for people who have issues with that type of loud noise, crowd control, things of that nature. So they should start implementing that in high school. And no, I'm not trying to be soft and like say bend to every nook and cranny of someone's mental health. But at the same time, like, if we're really going to sit here and be like, mental health, we actually need to, like, put our money where our mouth is.
So this is a mental health thing?
Yes. She literally has a mental disorder around mascots.
Courtney.
I mean, like I said, I feel for the girl, but life just doesn't work that way. Like, the mom was saying that we should get rid of mascots. Now, that's not the appropriate response. The girl should just not come to events with mascots. Like, you're asking the school to get rid of a mascot altogether. That's just selfish. One kid's fear shouldn't ruin tradition for everyone else.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's disagreeing that obviously she has a phobia, and there's some phobia, like some people are scared of spiders, you know, depending on what it is. It's just there's different ways to combat it, but I don't know how you would do it with a school mascot. If anyone has suggestions, 585-252-9800.
I mean, I graduated in Penfield in 06, and our mascot was a bald eagle. Like, I couldn't imagine my mom calling the school up to say my daughter won't be able to make it today because you guys have a giant bird representing your school. Like, that she's scared of. Just give me a freaking break. Like, I don't know.
I mean, listen, I think that there are so many things that take place now that didn't in 06, which was nearly 20 years ago. No offense. Sorry, Queen, but you got to call a spade a spade. And we are so much more willing and able to adhere to other people's issues and recognize them. Am I saying that this mom should shelter her kid from the world? Absolutely not. And I think she's also trying to do the opposite. She wants her to have the experience, but I think there is a workaround and I think there is an in-between, and schools need to figure that out.
Yeah. Courtney, I'm going to let you go because we're going to get to some of the messages coming in right now, but thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thanks so much. Love you guys.
All right.
Love you. Day.
Okay. Bye, Courtney.
Bye.
All right. Let's get over. Breeze, who do you got over there?
A couple of texts weighing in right now. This person says, not sure why this issue seems to be so complicated. Simply tell the master I think they meant to say mascot.
The master.
The master of the mascots, that they need to stay away from her. That's simple as that.
Listen, this was my suggestion because we did earlier have somebody who weighed in and was like, exposure therapy is absolutely needed, which I believe it involves exposing the patient to a situation in a controlled, safe environment. And the goal is to reduce their anxiety. So what do? Do you lock her in a dark room with the mascot? Because, you know, become friends?
Yeah, I don't think that's the way.
I was told I need exposure therapy when it comes to OCD, but I have yet to make time to do that. Angela says, instead of banning mascots, why not give her a heads up when one might be around and then let her opt out?
Yeah.
Or go to a quiet space, which is also an option, but we don't have to get rid of school spirit altogether. Darnell says, look, I'm sorry, but we can't cancel mascots because one kid's afraid. I was scared of this school lunch lady, but they never got rid of her. I do agree the girl could use therapy or counseling, but that's an issue between her and her mom that they need to work out together.
Pop off, Darnell. Pop off.
And then Pat says, I understand this girl's fear. I had something similar as a kid. I used to have panic attacks at Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, yeah, those animatronics.
Yeah, well, he got arrested like 2 weeks ago, so.
Really?
Yeah, in Florida. Mr. Mouse, he literally got arrested on the job in costume.
Oh, the Coke binge. He went out. Yeah.
I don't know if it was that, but.
Let me get to one more real quick before we wrap up, because there's a lot of different angles on this one today. On what you do when your kid suffers from something like masculophobia, which is a fear of mascots or masks or clowns. And obviously every high school has a mascot. Taylor says, no, 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 no. My kid's terrified of Santa Claus. Doesn't mean we can abandon Christmas. Freaking stop it. If she needs help, then go get help. But we as a society need to stop catering to the 1%, stop making your issues everyone else's problem. Taylor got that off for Jess this morning.
Period.
Thank you guys so much for weighing in. And obviously, we appreciate Julie's message. And phobias are a real thing. We don't want to sound insensitive because 100% they are. It's just how you handle those phobias.
Right.
And or any issue that you have without shutting it down.
Shut it down.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.